This year has brought dramatic changes to how vaccine policy is made. The latest example comes from a meeting of advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Last week, they voted to strike a long-standing recommendation on the hepatitis B vaccine. NPR's Ping Wang reports on the consequences from that decision.
To recap the meeting, it was not even close.
Vote yes, no conflict of interest.
I vote yes, no conflicts of interest.
The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee, handpicked by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., voted to end a recommendation that all healthy babies get the hepatitis B vaccine soon after birth. The policy had been in place since the 1990s to protect people from liver disease and is credited with dropping hepatitis B infections in children by 99%. The backlash from the medical community was swift.
Children will acquire hepatitis B and die as a result of these recommendations.
That's Dr. Aaron Millstone, a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics, who treats infectious diseases in kids.
I have sat with parents after their child died from an infection due to influenza virus, pertussis, COVID. I don't want to have to watch a family lose a child from hepatitis B, knowing that that infection was easily preventable.
But the new panel framed it as an issue of parental choice. Hillary Blackburn is a pharmacist on the committee.
For many families, particularly those who wish to delay or decline the birth dose, true choice has not been existing in practice.
Doctors say parents can decline the hepatitis B vaccine for newborns, but they do not advise it. Medical experts also were alarmed by the process, saying the panel made sweeping nationwide recommendations without data to back them up. For instance, the hepatitis B vaccine for children is a series of three separate shots. The panel recommended that parents consider ending the series early, after just one or two, if their children's blood showed a strong antibody response. Dr. Jason Goldman with the American College of Physicians says this approach is unproven and may not protect a child for life.
Nothing was done correct. Nothing was done with any rigorous scientific or evidence-based review. The process was in a complete shambles, and that is why it cannot be trusted.
Goldman says the meetings have become political theater. CDC scientists were barely present, while voices from the outside took center stage. Aaron Seary, a lawyer who was advised and represented Kennedy, kicked off a long presentation with a list of disclosures.
For nearly a decade, I've regularly engaged with and sued federal and state health agencies regarding vaccination-related issues. I also disclosed.
Seary suggested that all routinely recommended vaccines be changed to shared clinical decision-making, a term that means patients should talk with their doctor before deciding to get a vaccine. Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, chief medical executive for the state of Michigan, says those changes would confuse patients. Already, she says, some have been swayed by the messaging that vaccines aren't safe.
Even though we haven't yet seen huge gaps in vaccine coverage or vaccine access, we are seeing dramatic shifts in vaccine uptake.
In Michigan, she says, children's vaccination rates dropped during COVID and didn't recover. They've gotten worse this year. Bagdasarian says she's focused on providing factual, scientifically driven information, but people are tired of hearing the line, vaccines are safe and effective.
They want to know when they're effective. They want to know how people are impacted, who choose to vaccinate, who choose not to vaccinate. People want to really understand.
Bagdasarian finds that stories connect more than numbers. She's sharing her own experience now of losing a pregnancy after getting the flu. She says it humanizes these decisions for other women who are making them. Ping Huang, NPR News.